couple minutes after 4 o'clock, and you are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I'm your host for this program. And here at the end of the month, we are all on vinyl. Do kind of a freeform sort of thing. Just me and a bag of records. And generally, don't try and plan this out too much. Just see where the spirit takes us. And we're going to start, though, with a short tribute to one of my favorite Latin players, who I only just recently found out passed away back in February. Wasn't really any fanfare around this, but yeah, definitely wanted to pay tribute to him. Joey Pastrana passed away in February and is responsible for one of my favorite Latin records of all time, and one of my favorite songs of all time, which you're going to hear right now from his record that's simply titled Joey on the Cotique record label. The name of the song is That's How Rumors Start. In tribute to Joey Pastrana, right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Whoa. is kiss your little, you know.
Thank you.
Music from El Gato, Gato Barbieri here on KPFK and Melting Pot from a record called Phoenix, recorded in 1971 and released right around there as well. The song was Tupac Amaru. Also in the set, you heard something from a record called Understanding Latin Rhythms, Volume Number 1. It's kind of like a instructional kind of thing that seems to be designed for percussionists primarily, and they chose some really good ones in order to present the rhythms. Jose Mangual and Patato, Carlos Valdez. This is Volume 1 of it from 1974. Quite nice. They just have different rhythms and, you know, cha-cha, shekere, son montuno, and you heard Masakote from the two of them, and the record, once again, Understanding Latin Rhythms. Start things off with a tribute to Joey Pastrana, who passed away back in February, but I only found out about it just recently. That's how rumors start, the name of the song, and you can find that on the record, Joey, and good luck finding one that isn't all scratchy, because I've owned like four copies of that record trying to find a clean one, and that was actually the cleanest one I found. People just played that record to death, and for good reason. It's such a fantastic Latin record, and just great music from Joey Pastrana. Don't generally have a lot of new music when I do these vinyl shows at the end of the month, but this is actually some fairly new music. This comes from a group who was just in town pretty recently, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It's a 7-inch that they released along with their most recent record, Give the People What They Want. Something that was like kind of like a limited edition kind of 7-inch kind of thing like that. The name of the song is Ain't Nobody, from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, right here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Ain't nobody gonna take me away from you. Ain't nobody gonna take me away from you. My mind for some time. Ain't nobody gonna take me away from you. Somebody you don't know that I know too. Have you really been faithful and true? Ain't nobody gonna take me away from you. Thank you.
I hear you calling. I'm gonna lend you a hand if I can, but I don't know if I can touch you. Just out of reach.
Music from Phil Upchurch here on KPFK and Melting Pot from an album that's just simply titled Upchurch, released in 1969, somewhere around there on the Cadet record label. And something that I haven't had this record in a really long time, and just ran into it again just today, literally. And I didn't realize that Donny Hathaway actually plays on this, plays some piano throughout the record, in addition to other Chicago players that maybe you would expect, like Morris Jennings and Louis Satterfield, and everything arranged, conducted, and produced by Charles Stepney, which you could definitely tell some of that influence. Adam and Charlene, the name of the song from Upchurch, and that's a record. You'll hear quite a bit of that in the coming weeks. We also had music from a group. I know nothing about this group. This is like a private press kind of thing that drew my attention when I was going through a bunch of 45s a couple months ago. The Pepos and Jones Straight Jacket Band was the name of the group from a 7-inch on Straight Jacket Records. The song was Humanity, which I love just kind of like all kind of trippy effects and all that. But, yeah, I have no idea from whence they came. Funkadelic also in the set. Who knows where we sort of know where they came from, but even then, it still doesn't seem quite true that anyone could be as crazy as Funkadelic. I want to know if it's good to you. Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow is the name of the record that one comes from. And start things off with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from a 7-inch released along with their most recent record. It's kind of like a promotional limited edition kind of thing. Ain't Nobody, the name of the track that you heard from them. Recently, there was a little write-up in LA Record about how there's a film about Rahsaan Roland Kirk that's starting to make little festival runs. They haven't scheduled a screening here in Los Angeles, but hopefully we'll get one fairly soon. It sounds pretty nice, and actually is called Rahsaan Roland Kirk, The Case of the Three-Sided Dream, a documentary film by Adam Kahan. If he comes down here, then I'll do my best to try and bring him on the air and chat with him about this film, because it sounds pretty amazing, including like some like home movies and a variety of different just kind of rare footage from Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Any footage of Rahsaan is always nice to see. Thought I'd play you something from the record that the documentary takes its title from. It's a double album on Atlantic called The Case of the Three-Sided Dream in Audio Color, which actually features music on three sides, and there's a fourth side of music that tells you that there's nothing on that side, but actually, if you listen to it, you'll notice that there's some sound effects, and there's like a little bit of an interview where somebody asks Rahsaan, what does he want to tell the people who are listening to the record when nobody else would be listening to the record? And it just is better to have that on vinyl as opposed to the CD, because you get the real effect. You wonder how many people even really figured that out. But nonetheless, here is some horses. They're going to gallop past you, and then high heel sneakers from Rahsaan Roland Kirk right here on KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
simple life where love is near. You can take me, 'cause every day gets stronger, and every day
music from Robin Trower here on KPFK and Melting Pot from what I suppose is his debut release under his own name after splitting from Procol Harum, twice removed from Yesterday, the name of the record from 1973, with James DeWar on the vocals of I Can't Wait Much Longer, the song that that leads off that record and debut and maybe the first best record of his solo career. The Bridge of Sighs is also quite nice. McDonald and Giles also in the set from a self-titled record. with the two of them, formerly of King Crimson, got together and made that album, and a really fine record. I keep hoping that there's either like a instrumental version of it, or, you know, in some vault there's like a bunch of extra takes of things and unreleased tracks, but it still hasn't happened, so it's just a dream. Tomorrow's People, the name of the song from McDonald and Giles. It started things off with some dreamy music from Rasan Roland Kirk from The Case of the Three-Sided Dream in Audio Color. You heard Horses and also High Heel Sneakers. And that film, which is about Rasan, that's called just The Case of the Three-Sided Dream, doesn't have many screenings. There's one that's scheduled April 5th in Durham, North Carolina, at the Full Frame Film Festival. I think they did some screenings at South by Southwest earlier in the month. But again, hopefully it'll be swinging down here to L.A. You're listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. Got a whole nother hour of music for you here on Melting Pot coming up just after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Lori Lewis. Tune into Folk Scene with Roz Larman Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. for the best in traditional and contemporary music. Each week features a live guest segment right here on 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake. Tune in to Folk Scene.
Hi, this is Leela Downs. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, globally on kpfk.org.
En una noche de luna, Naila lloraba ante mí.
The Los Angeles Times Festival of Books is Saturday and Sunday, April 12th and 13th on the USC campus. The festival is a two-day celebration of music, comedy, photography, film, art, food, and of course, books. Authors include Divergent author Veronica Roth, Terry McMillan, U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, L.A. Lakers Pau Gasol, B.J. Novak from The Office, and hundreds more. The LA Times will also have a pop-up photo gallery showcasing their award-winning photojournalism. And be sure to stop by the KPFK booth, too. That's the LA Times Festival of Books, April 12th and 13th on the USC campus. More information is available at kpfk.org. KPFK is a proud media sponsor.